We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Friday morning. Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out in the field. And for Glenn this morning, the field is Monroe, New York. The scene later this morning of the funeral for police officer Brian Mulkeen, killed by friendly fire in the Bronx last weekend. And thousands of cops are expected to fill the relatively small town later today. Glenn?
Yeah, Lee, this is about an hour and a half from New York City, and, you know, we've unfortunately had to cover many of these over the years, the loss of a first responder or a dignitary like this, and it's going to be quite a response here. I'm at the Church of Sacred Heart. It's a really beautiful church, very large one, in fact, too. Many thousands of square feet with sprawling lawns, probably 3 or 4 acres here in a huge parking lot, but that's all going to be filled up with thousands of police officers from all over the East Coast as they come into the county roads here. It's actually pretty moving, even in the dark this morning. There's a bagel shop in the corner here where their flag is at half staff. The police station homes have their flags at half also for Officer Brian Mulkeen, who was raised here, and a longtime family friend. This gentleman's name is Lou Filippo. He spoke to us at the wake last evening about Officer Mulkeen.
So we've known the family since, like, the early 70s. We're it's a sad day, but we want to be here for him. He served his country well. He served his community well. He was a great guy.
And Mulkeen certainly very well known in this community, Lee. In fact, it wasn't very long ago. He was 18 years old here, and he was president of the Monroe Woodbury High School Student Council in that class as well. So he's very well known in the community. And what they've done at Monroe Woodbury, actually, in all the schools here, they've closed them down today to allow faculty, principal, superintendent, other friends, and probably even students to come out here and to be part of the funeral as well. That'll start at 11 o'clock this morning. So again, thousands of thousands will be here. They all have a story about Officer Mulkeen, saying he was just really enthusiastic about what he did for the NYPD. He loved his job at the anti-crime unit in the Bronx. His commanding officer speaking to us again this morning, just saying what an honor it was to know him. Be a long, sad day here for Mulkeen's family, and we'll be here with team coverage throughout the morning.
All right, Glenn Shuck in Monroe, New York this morning. In Port Jefferson, a man had a samurai sword, and he brought it to a liquor store.
He had a sword underneath a poncho. Seems to be, without saying a word, he pulled the sword out, swung it at least three times, at a very close distance to the person behind the counter.
Detective Lieutenant Kevin Beyer of the Suffolk County Police says the person behind the counter had a gun, and he shot and killed the man swinging the sword. The dead man identified as 50-year-old Theodore Scoville. Police say they don't know what this was about, but it was a clear case of self-defense. An odd moment at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's town hall on climate change in Corona last night. This woman got up and proposed a solution to the problem.
We still have too many people, too much pollution, so we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies.
And she was wearing an Eat the Children t-shirt. Some people online think this was a setup to make AOC look silly, but others noted that at no point during the town hall did AOC argue we should not be eating babies. She did address this on Twitter later, writing, "This person may have been suffering from a mental condition. It's not okay that the right wing is mocking her. Be a decent human being. Knock it off." If you wind up in the news, don't be surprised if you get a little nickname like that genius who got into the lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo last weekend and taunted a very patient lion. She is now the Lion Queen. She's been identified by the cops, and as John Montone reports live from the Bronx, the cops would like you to complete the circle of life by dropping a dime on her. John?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that Lion Queen. I think maybe Lion Kook would be a little better. 32-year-old Maya Autry was the one who jumped over the fence into the lion's pen, and Because of the magic of iPhone video, we now know what onlookers were saying.
I heard that last part. What else were they saying?
Yeah, I think he said, "Holy smoke." This eyewitness was talking to Eyewitness News, offering some very sound advice.
Even if they're taken care of, they're still wild animals. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, duly noted. Apparently, Maya Autry is no one-trick pony. Police say she was also trespassing in the giraffe's enclosure. In any case, whether it was through good old-fashioned police work or because she keeps posting photos on Instagram, police know who she is, but they don't know where she is. So if you have any idea where police can find 32-year-old Maya Autry, the Lion Queen, Lion Kook, you can call the TIPS line. That's 1-800-577-TIPS.
Wait, how old is this woman?
She's 32.
Yeah, definitely old enough to know better.
You would think so, right?
All right, I think we'll be reporting on her apprehension before long. John Montone live on the All Local this morning. And rounding out the animal stories, there's a guy on Staten Island who owns a horse. He keeps the horse in his yard, even rides the horse over to the drive-thru, or should that be ride-thru at Dunkin' Donuts every morning, to get some coffee. Neighbors don't like it. They've been calling 311 on Abdul Elanani to complain about the smell, the flies, the noise. The guy has a goat in his yard, too. Our Juliet Papa asked Mayor de Blasio if it is, in fact, legal to own a horse in New York City.
Nay.
Yeah, good one, Mayor. That's Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, not Mayor, M-A-R-E, like, you know, Chestnut Mayor on Staten Island there. Now, how about an actual answer, Mayor?
Actually, I don't know if it's legal. I assume it's not legal, but we'll find out. I've been asked many questions. I have never been asked this question. I don't know if it's legal.
He's actually been asked many questions about horses, specifically the ones that pull the carriages around Central Park. They're still around despite his original campaign promise to get rid of them. He says if owning a non-carriage horse is not legal, he'll have the city speak to Mr. Elanani and inform him of that. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.